Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Two days after the assembly election results were announced, Bihar's chief electoral officer, CEO Vinod Singh Gunjyal, has handed over the list of 243 newly elected members of the state assembly to the governor, Arif Mohammad Khan, at the Raj Bhavan in Patna. The list included the names of all candidates, including 202 of NDA, 34 of Mahagathbandhan, along with lawmakers from AIMIM, Indian Inclusive Party, and Bahujan Samaj Party. Meanwhile, the Election Commission of India has lifted the model code of conduct from Bihar, six states and one union territory, following the conduct of assembly polls and by-elections. The Election Commission wrote a letter to the Cabinet Secretary, Government of India, and the chief secretaries of the respective states to inform them about the development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair Northern Zonal Council or NZC meeting to be held in Faridabad, Haryana today. Chief Ministers of Punjab, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh, Lieutenant Governors of Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, and the Administrator of Chandigarh, among others, are likely to attend the meeting. Coordination among the state governments, water sharing issues and development work are expected to be discussed in the 32nd NZC meeting. The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has announced the first major breakthrough in the Red Fort area car bomb blast case, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left 25 others injured in the national capital. The agency has arrested a Kashmiri resident named Amir Rashid Ali from Delhi in the case, who reportedly conspired with the suicide bomber Umar Nabi to carry out the terror attack. According to the agency, the car involved in the attack was registered under the name of the accused Amir Rashid Ali. The anti-terror agency has also seized another vehicle which belongs to Nabi. The vehicle is being examined for evidence in the case. The NIA has examined 73 witnesses so far, including those injured in the blast. NIA is working in close coordination with Delhi Police, Jammu and Kashmir Police, Haryana Police, UP Police and various sister agencies. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi Police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital. The Delhi Police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them as part of its probe into the white-collar terror module that was busted last week. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission, or UGC, and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAC, flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. The Dubai Air Show 2025 will begin today in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. India will showcase its defense strength at the two-day event. The Indian Air Force will participate in the air show with the Surya Kiran Aerobatic Team and LCA Tejas. Minister of State for Defense, Sanjay Seth, will lead the Indian delegation. During the visit, Mr. Seth will chair a bilateral meeting with his UAE counterpart. He will also chair an industry roundtable conference with around 50 companies from India, UAE, Australia, US, Brazil, UK and Italy to enhance cooperation in defense technology and manufacturing in India. In Bangladesh, International Crimes Tribunal will announce its verdict today in the high-profile Crimes Against Humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her close aides. The charges originate from the student-led uprising of July-August last year, during which prosecutors allege the then Awami League government carried out a violent suppression of protesters. IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Mahi today. The Met Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands for the next 2 to 3 days. Indian archer Kushal Dalal wins the GT Open Indoor World Series title in men's compound category in Luxembourg. Kushal clinched the gold after defeating former world number one Stephen Hanson of US in a rare double shoot-off. And that is the end of this news bulletin.